Listen to this.
What'd you say?
Listen to this. She was mechavin word for word to this minchas chinuch. But I want to go through it inside because there's a couple of points along the way. He says like this. Ani mesupak. He says, I'm not sure. Im higdil, after the kid turns 13, he become, now he has his own chiyuv. Shemitzvah gamkin alei ramyo, umuchiv lamol atzmoy. He has to be mal himself. So he has a shaila, im gamkin mitzvah ala av, v'loy nifka mitzvah me'itoy, oidilma da mitzvah ala av rak bekatnusoy, avakushe higdil ein chiv a mitzvah ala av rak alav. The shaila is, once he begats his own chiv at 13, does the father's mitzvah fall off? Or no? Now they're both mitzvah. They're both mechuyev. Then he brings raya from Lashon Sefer Chinuch. Now then he says, nafgamina, look at what he says here. I just want to bring out, the nafgamina, dima'av ba'atzmoy, we'll get to the part two of Mechamitu in a minute. Ima'av ba'atzmoy moyel, mechuyev lomu ba'atzmoy, begadusoy gamkein. Nafgamina, if the father himself could mal, he'd be mechayev to mal himself even after the kid turned 13. The sheet is a shach she'osu lechabed acher. The next thing we're going to learn is this shach. The shach brings from that rush. This is what we have to get into. But first, this, after Chazara, we'll get to this. But the shach brings a chiddush. If the father knows an amal, he has no right to give it to anybody else to do. He has to do it himself. So he says the nafkamina would be in this case that even after the kid was 13, he's got to do it himself. And he says, or another example, let's say the kid was 13 and the kid wanted to mal himself, and the father also wants to be mal him. If the father's mitzvah never went away, the father should come first. If not, the son should have to do it himself. If the wrong one did it, would he have to pay the other one yud zehuvim? All these nafkah mean is that the father still has his own chiv even after the son turns 13. Does the father make the bracha of lachnisa b'brisa b'avraham avinu? Could the father make that bracha? Or no, once the kid's 13, it's not his mitzvah anymore. He can't make that bracha. No, the nafkah mean. All these things, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good. That's what he says. That's his shayla. So he says, L'chayra ikar mitzvah la'av. He says, L'chayra, the ikar mitzvah is on the av. Now, just to bring out, ikar mitzvah, once he decides in minchas chinuch that the father's chiv remains even after the son turns 13, he calls that ikar mitzvah la'av. The shtickle mashma, that those two things go together. Why? L'chayra makes sense. Because if the, you could look at it like this. If the father's mitzvah falls off when the kid gets his own chiv, when he becomes bar mitzvah, that shows me that really, really this kid needs a bris milah. Just call his mind, he's not mechuyev, it goes on the father. But the minute he's mechuyev himself, father falls off. So that would be called that the ikar mitzvah is really on the kid. Just until he's 13, he can't do it himself. Once I see that the chiv of the father remains even after the kid turns 13, so that shows me that no, the ikar mitzvah is on the father. Since the father never took care of it, and now the kid becomes a bar chiyuv, he has to take care of it also. Could be that's why he calls it ikar mitzvah la'av. He doesn't just say, he asks his shayla, does the mitzvah continue, does it not continue? But he doesn't answer the shayla by saying, well, the chayla continues. He uses the words ikar mitzvah. So it could be that makes sense, because whether it would fall off or not shows me who the ikar mitzvah was on, really. So he says like this. He says, L'chayr ikar mitzvah la'av, d'choy shiv shom b'shas, kol da v'sha'av m'chuyiv, lombu l'v'toyis l'siyo isha. Ula siyo isha v'adeh b'gadlusoy. He says, what if the sugya, it puts together Lomul, together with Pidin HaBen, together with getting him married. Now, let's see what you show you. Getting him married, that's Vade wanted to go to. Im Kein Lamul of the Tavis and Nami, so to be given Mila and to be given Pidin HaBen also should go even when he's a Godel. Yeah?
The bigger mitzvah of the father in the Jewish issue of mitzvah of sanctions manga.
Why?
Because now it's not on the son. It's not simply to, it's on the father.
Well, it's on the son also.
As well,
you think it's opposed to the mitzvah of the man.
Wow, but he's 13. Huh?
Yeah, but you say it was not gufa. It's not on the...
Oh, yeah, but it could still be that. It's still the son that's mechayim. I mean, it's still, there's the... Lomdus of the stipend would still be true in terms of what's being mechayil. Okay, so he says it's mashma the chiv still in the father. Ach mikomokim tzorichin. He says, but still I have a tzorichin. The cholad v'am b'afin hashom mikray. Everything's all that from psukim, right? But lo inis gedavka bonim ktanim. But and by the psukim, it doesn't mention anything about the kid being a katan. K'may pidyon, for example, pidyon aben. It says b'chor banecha. That can include a godel. That can include even the kids grown up. Talmud Torah went out from the mother of the Mizam is Beneichim. Let's hear each of them getting married. The Gemara is going to learn that later from the Pasuk in Yirmiyo. Ukhula Beneichim Noshim. None of those things specify that the kid is a katan or a godel. See, he says, those things I can hear that they go even after the kid's a godel. Avogabe Mila, Dika Yafuz Da'av Mitzuva Benoi. But Gabe Mila, we learn after the father's Mitzuva. From the pasuk with Yom Avram is Yitzchak Benoi. This yesterday's parsha. It's unbelievable that we started this parsha for here. Yeah. So he says Yom Avram is Benoi. Kachatziv Asher Lukim Muchok Tenitzav Alze Umilatz Yitzchak Koyah Ben Ches Yomim. Over there, the Torah is talking about a cotton Ben Ches Yomim. Vafilum Noimid Afilu Achaz Manichai Baav. And even if you want to say, well, we know he's chayiv even after the eighth day, okay, but still, that's still when he's a katan. But begadlusoi could be not. Meaning, he's saying the mashmais of our sugar that it put mila together with pinyin ben and lasio isha. He says that's mashma. The chiv remains in the father even when the kid's a gadol. He says, but if you look at it from the psukim, it's not mashma. It's not the other things. It doesn't say anything about the kid being a katan. Here it specifically does. So it gives us a right to apply it to even when he's a godel. What gives it to the chiv of the av? Shuvri easily ram mechaber. Yeah.
It's an interesting question. Like, can a father force a son to godel to do this?
So he says, yes, as it says, he says, tzarech in, but lo matzasi la mechaber, m'shagish shabazah. He says, I don't find anybody talk about this. He says, the mashmas of the sugi is, the chiv remains, but the mashal of the psukim is that you really have no right to apply that chiv. That's what bothers him. Then he says, "What tzvi was mecham to yesterday?" But the choyre yesh lavi raya me'at toisus. The choyre have a raya from toisus and kedushin. Sheik shu toisus asks lomeli kradoi soi sheni shem tzuv lomus bena. Why do the pasuk of soi? And toisus answers that since it starts on the eighth day and it keeps going, that's not called zman grom. Leaving out the day-night thing for a minute, because that's not the point right now. That the Torah Evan says is not a problem. But either way, the fact that it starts at the eighth day and keeps going, Toysus says that's why it's not called Zman Grom. So, Frek Toysus, the Omit Baglusa in Avachayv, if you say that once he turns 13, the father's not Chayv anymore, in Kain Akate Avadu Zman Groma, then it should still be Zman Groma. Then either Mitzvah Mila Tomit, even though the Mitzvah goes on, because Mokam Ashutu Arav, the Chiv and the father, that mitzvah, the mitzvah of the father, is its own mitzvah. Vazman goyim, and that's man grama. Shishla mitzvah, a meshach zman shonim aragadlus. It goes till he turns 13. Umadu lulav shishla zman shiva yomim. What do I care if it takes 7 days like lulav, or zman areich yod gimel shonim, or 13 years, you know, minus a week like mila? Time is time. Kevin deishla zman avad zman grama. The lom of the cross, the toys of this kasha comes back. Why do I need a pasuk? El al kolchok must be at least according to Toysvis to ain lahefsik. It doesn't stop. The lava mutal oilam of Africa lusoi. The father chayiv even after the kid grows up. Gevaldik. That's the kudna number one. Huh? That he said the other day, mamish, right? It's gishmak araya. So that's the kudna number one from the Chizkinich. Nekudah number two of the Midrash Chinuch is that he brings this Tosfos also and says his own teretz to the Kasha. He says like this. First he brings Tosfos his teretz and he says, Lefiz there, Lemay the Kamilan Kurabanan Sham. He says, Tosfos teretz only works out according to the words of Reb Shimon and Yevamos, who holds Mila Shalib is Manu we could do at night, which means, according to the way we paskin, like the Rabbanon, that even Mila Shalib is Manu we don't do at night, so we don't have this Drosha Vaisoi. Le Darshai Drosha Doisoi. He says, though, Ach Megillah, oh no, I'm sorry, it's not his own teretz. It's a teretz from Tosfos and Megillah. It's a teretz from Tosfos and Megillah. He says, he just quote, that's right, I just happened to see it in here. Yeah, I have to change that, by the way. The last thing, Ma teretz Tosfos b'Megillah, the Kushas at Tosfos. Because that's who he's quoting. Megillah Daf Chof. They say over there, Kevin shu asei sheyesh boy koris, efshe de noshim chayobis afshaz man grammar. Since the mitzvah say Mila is a mitzvah that says that's koris, and so maybe then I would say that she's chayv even though it's man grom. Why? Because we learn out from certain sources that Noshim are potter from man grom, which we're going to see later on in the sugya. Whatever it is, tefillin and all but none of those things are associated by koris. So the associated by koris maybe is different. You have no raya that you should be potter from the associated by koris. So therefore, that's why we need a potter from several like so. That's what Tosfos says in Megillah. Huh? Yeah. What? Only thing is, if we're talking about the chiv of the father.
Right.
The chiv of the father doesn't have koris. So that the Menachas Chinuch says. So Zok the Menachas Chinuch. Hagam shein chiyav koris ela orel. He says, even though the chiyav koris is only on the orel himself, but loy ala av, not on the father. Mikomakom kevin da asay olim. Still, since you see that it's a stronger mitzvah asay than the other mitzvah asay. Sheish b'chiyav koris loy domi lematzim b'chavakel. It's not like the other ones. Havmin noshim b'chayi opas. Meaning, the mitzvah asay itself is a more supercharged mitzvah asay. It's true. Happens to be on the av, you don't get the koris. But since it's the same mitzvah, and this mitzvah has a chozik to it that it brings about koris on the oral himself, that's enough to say that maybe she should be chayiv, and that's what we need to serve
like, you know, the Ravan and the
yeah.
They didn't add that. Because that would have been like a pot. Like
no, right. They were saying a different thing. You're right. They were saying a different thing. Could be because they would hold. That's, maybe they disagreed with that. Maybe
that
they
to make a difference.
Yeah, maybe they hold. Since we're not talking about the chiv of the person himself, or the father's chiv, maybe Kari shouldn't make a difference. I want to get the Tosfos of Megillah for 1 second. I just want to see it inside for 1 second. Think about the essay being stronger. I just want to make sure. Yeah. Daf Chof and Megillah. What daf did he say? Daf Chof, no? Yeah. Omer Aleph. Daf Chof Omer Aleph, Divermaskel Tichsiv. So the Tosfos says, Dilab Oisoy Avamino, Tahino Shambhut, the Dejman Grom, Ahino Hecha, the Lekka Kodis. I told him there's no Kodis. Do me the Matz of a Simcha Bahakel. Because our Sugi is going to learn out from these things. The Lesbu Kodis. From those mitzvahs where this is how we know to exclude Noshim from the mitzvah station of Man Grama. Aval Milish Yesh Bakaris. Then Nichus Olah Shalosh Shei Brisos, which the Gemara uses a few times in different places to say the strength of the mitzvah of Mila. Havenid Mechayv Noshim Lamos Benayu Kamash Melon Oisoi. I think she's Chayv Kamash Melon Oisoi Deloy. Right, so that's Tosis. That's Tosfos. On that, the Menachas Chinuch is just adding that the Chiv Koris is not on the Chiv of the father, and that's what we're talking about right now. Still, it shows a certain alimus in the mitzvahs, I say, and you can't be comparing it to the other mitzvahs, I say, which teach us the Noshama Potter from Mitzvah's Mount Grove.
So
you could write Teretz and Toys Megillah in Hezber Minchas Chinuch. Because the Chizidik is adding something to the Hezber, you understand?
Why does anyone ask why Tosos says two different things? Why does Tosos say that here?
Yeah, it's a different Bali Tosos. They say different Terutim sometimes. Yeah. And the Chinam, it's a different. Okay, good. So change the last question. It says, Ma Teretz Minchasidik Kuchat Tosos. Change it to Ma Teretz. Hatoisus b'megillah, the kuchet hatoisus in hezber min cheschinuch. That's what it should say. You heard that? Change that last one. You want one for Zevi?
No, I don't think it's much for anybody.
For everybody, for anybody.
Anybody.
So take some chazara time now, and then we'll do the second part of that thing with the rush.